Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
I don't get the joke. Temporary layoff, good times, easy credit ripple, good times, scratching and surviving, good times. None of these are good things. It's like sodomy is coming, good time. No, it's not. It's not at all. I'm not one of these guys who's blaming the world for where I'm at. I'm at where I'm at because I made bad decisions. But on top of those bad decisions, God's looping up my ass. There's not a thing I know how to do. All I know how to do is take videos at concerts. It's really all I know how to do. And write some words and do a podcast. I don't know how to do anything else. This idea that Pearl Jam are the heroes of the Seattle movement is absolute lunacy. It's insanity. And the no smoking policies kill me. No one wants to smoke in the venue, don't worry. But if the show is going to be 3 hours long, you better stamp my fucking hand and give me and show me where the door is to go out and smoke a cigarette. I paid $60 for a seat so I can retrieve the seats when I come back in from smoking a cigarette.
I always talk about weed. Force headline on you. I am not going to hit you. Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to force things. I will never force headline on you. I am not going to hit you with a weird festival in, you know, Florida with one band I've heard of and a bunch of EDM artists on it. I'm not going to read that to you. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do me any.
So the lady goes, "Stop complaining. At least you're not dead."
Staten Island is a racist place. Just because you may not be a racist doesn't mean you can write an article saying, "Why are we known as racist? That's so wrong. It shouldn't be like that." Well, everybody's a racist. Spend your day clipping coupons. Go to the supermarket. Buy food. And prepare it at home. I know that's a wild and crazy idea.
You can't... Don't you dare! Spin Magazine, you do some dumb things. But I gotta tell you, you spent 7 weeks hyping the Ryan Adams covering Taylor Swift album, and then you panned it? Are you good?
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome back into another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I am Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled, finely tuned podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular Nobody. All right. Guess what we're doing this week? I know. You've been waiting 120 podcasts for me to actually come back from a show again. And I did. Last time I podcasted. Is podcasted a word? Last time I had a broadcast, we were on our way to see Ween. And we were on our way to see Jewel. And that was awesome. So what I'm going to do is... the first half we're going to talk about Ween. Second half we're going to talk about Jewel. Then we'll see what else is happening. Because I had a wild and crazy weekend. But before I get into that... If you don't already subscribe and listen to the Andy Dara Show... I was on this weekend. Saturday. Well, it's Tuesday now, so Saturday. I was on Saturday. We talked about punk rock albums, the top 40 list that Rolling Stone had. Also, there's a really cool cover Andy Dara doing Paul Westerberg, It's a Wonderful Lie. I don't want to, and I almost texted this to him right now, but fuck it, I'll just say it on the podcast. I didn't want to sound, like, overly pleasantly surprised, because then you come off like an asshole, like, oh, that's great, that sounded good, like, oh, and, you know, the person playing it's like, what, it wasn't supposed to come good? Like, I recorded it, I think it's good, you should think it's good, but, like, It was really good. I was like, we were listening, me and Amanda were listening before we went to Jewel. Or it might have been after. No, I think it was before. And I had it on, and I was like, this is pretty cool. I want to check out the rest of this. So hit up Andy. He's got some covers he's working on. Right now, I'm uploading Jewel videos from the Brigada in Atlantic City. But that's not what we're going to talk about in the first half. In the first half, we're going to talk about the rise of the Boognish. Ween is back. I don't believe that that actually happened. I still can't believe it. I still watch the videos and think to myself, oh my God, I can't believe that that happened. Ween, after 5 years, came back to New York City to melt hearts and minds. They played three nights in Colorado over Valentine's Day weekend. And they're playing a couple of select shows here and there, a couple of select three-night goings-on, multiple-night runs. So the idea was, for three nights, they weren't going to repeat a song. They were going to do three nights, three different set lists. Now, I've seen the set lists from night two, and I haven't seen night three yet. I might have seen night three, but I was doing something. We're gonna take a look at them, but I mean, like, I was planning at work. I was telling the kid, man, I was like, listen, Ween, like, they're playing these three nights and they're not gonna repeat a song. And he's like, but that's not right. Like, what in case somebody wants to hear like their hits and like they don't get to hear it if they only get to make it one of those nights. And I had to explain to him what it's like to enjoy a band that doesn't have any hits. I mean, they have hits, but what would you call a hit from Ween? I mean, Ween is just awesome. I don't know of any of their songs that, I don't know the Billboard numbers. I keep looking, I'm moving the Jewel videos to a flash drive. That computer's taking really slow. But I'm like, fucking what? I got a real microphone. I got two computers. What is happening with me? Who is this guy? Two computers, real microphone, three jobs. Like, isn't it weird that I spent, seriously, the past 4 months of this year, I went to one concert. Then all of a sudden, in my first time in like 30 years of life, I get a real job. Then my fake job. Not the fake job, but the shit job, the waiter job, that still happens. And then that same week, the same first week that I'm doing real job, that I'm doing shit job, fantasy job also comes along and doesn't let up either. We got two shows this week, Jay, don't worry about it. Like, I was like, holy shit. So, I mean, listen, I wouldn't trade it. It's good. It's really good to go to shows when you, like, have a real job. I couldn't get over... Yeah, you coming tomorrow night? No, I couldn't get off work. Really? Oh, what do you do? I work with special needs children. Panties come down. No, but seriously, like, I mean, that's... It was weird that all three... That the shows were this week. It just so happened that was the week. But it was crazy. So I made it out to Terminal 5. Again, I will say this every time. You will read on the internet... You will read people hating Terminal 5. I don't get the hate. The venue as a whole, I think it's a decent venue. I think that the sight lines are okay. I don't have any problems with the sound. I've never had any problems with the sound. The only problem I have with Terminal 5 is that it's on West 56th, which is, it's right by... What's that thing? Oh, yeah. Nothing. It's not by anything. There's nothing over there. There's absolutely no reason you would be over there besides to go see a show. Now, me, I'm from Staten Island. I'm already not anywhere over there. So to get into the city and be not anywhere over there is kind of difficult. But that is the venue that can hold that many people. That's the big venue that's not a seated... That's like... It's not the Beacon... No, if you're not going to the Beacon or one of those fucking town hall, one of those seated venues, the Paramount or something, then you gotta, I mean, Terminal 5 is where the big acts play. LCD Sound System played there last week. I've seen Dinosaur Jr. there several times. Like, Dinosaur Jr. has played there at least three or four times, so, I mean, the venue must be good for artists. I mean, they might like it. They must like it if they keep coming back. Yeah, so I made it to Terminal 5 at about 6:45. What I did was I was at school, then I came home, and then I ate an edible cookie that I saved because one of the drivers at work started making edibles, so he had a cookie, so I bought a cookie, but then I realized I bought it on like Sunday or Saturday. And I had work, so I'm not going to eat it at work. I'm not going to go to work, you know, that high. And besides, the busboy told me that it really wasn't, you know, it wasn't that good. Like, it wasn't that heavy. So I said, all right. So I just ate the cookie, and I just fucking walked to the bus stop. Got on the bus, and this was a fucking video game, dog. The bus was a video game. I'm like, whoa, this is fucking sick. So I need more edible cookies. That was the perfect thing. The perfect thing before Ween is to eat some fucking edibles. I felt like I was in Colorado again. So when I was online, I had my coffee, and I was talking to this dude, and it just so happened that, like, I was drinking the coffee. I'm like, yeah, I ate an edible, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? And the coffee is bringing it back, you know? And it was. The coffee brings it back. Yeah, it was really good. So we got in. I think Ween went on, like, 9 o'clock. Yeah, Ween went on a little after 9. No opener. It's an evening with Ween. Thank you for that. I love that. They played from 9 to almost midnight, dog. That's 2.5 hours. Almost 3 hours. And you're not going to repeat a song. First night. I'm there. We got Stallion Part 1. Gene Ween was shouting the lyrics through a megaphone. He got Roses Are Free, got Happy Colored Marbles, then he got The Stallion Part 3. And then Diener gets on the mic and he's like, two Stallions already. Like, even they're making notes of, you know, what they're doing, what's going on. Bananas and Blow, Your Party, Japanese Cowboy, Beacon Light, Even If You Don't, Freedom of 76, The Grobe, Captain Fantasy, which was the first time they played it since December 30th, 2011. But if my memory serves me correct, that's probably it's probably the last time they were together before the hiatus. Don't Get Too Close to My Fantasy. Touch My Tutor. Touch My Tutor, Smoocher. No, it was fucking awesome. Mononucleosis. We got Boys Club. Pandy Fackler. Chocolate. And then they came out and they started busting out the acoustics. They had acoustics and they busted down Chocolate Town, Little Birdie, Get a Little Taste of You, the HIV song, Help Me Scrape the Mucus Off My Brain, and they went to a request from the crowd, and it was Kim Smoltz. The guy said that he was only coming to that one night, then he requested it, and then he told them that he was coming the rest of the night, and Diener's like, oh, he lied to us. He's like, well, we gotta play it. We mentioned it already. We're already tuning this, so we gotta play it. And then Gene went to go pee, which is cool. I've never seen that. I'm so glad I finally saw that. Like, I haven't seen an artist just go take a leak before, like, in the middle of the set. Like, I thought it was, like, a little encore part. Maybe it was. I don't know, but he went off to take a leak, so. So Dina was like, I got one. We'll do Pumpin' for the Man. So they did Pumpin' for the Man, which is a tight little ditty. The Golden Eel, Baby Bitch, Frank, You Fucked Up. Then they went off. Then they came back on with Licking the Palm for a Guava, Mushroom Festival in Hell, and Someday. A total, my friends, of 31 songs. 31 songs in just under about 3 hours, if you include the space that they took when they went off for a second on the encore. Are you kidding me? The show was awesome. And the review is up right now at ConcertConfessions.com. Live music news and reviews for fans by fans. That's live music news and reviews for fans by fans at ConcertConfessions.com. And so quick story. Terminal 5, the balcony, the ledge, like on the second floor and the third floor, it wraps around the stage. They have one of these in every city. All the newer venues, the venues do this now. A lot of these venues have the wraparound balcony thing, okay? If you've seen my pictures, you can kind of tell what I'm talking about. So the balcony has a ledge where, like, you can lean and you can put your drink on. And then underneath, like, there's not a wall. It's like they got these wires going across. It's not a wall. It's not a solid wall. So what I do with Terminal 5 is I grab that spot, and then I usually sit on an ottoman, but they didn't have ottomans up there. I sit on the floor, and I put the camera through the wire, like Kanye West, you know, through the wire. Yeah. Yeah. That happened. So I usually put my camera through the wire and fucking tape the show from there, which I was doing. I was doing that. I was 27 songs deep doing that. So I need to get up at like 11 o'clock because you ever sit so long that your ass hurts? I just did that at Jewel, so I know what that's about. Like, I've really been sitting a long time recently. So I had to stand up. So some guy helped me up, which was good. Because, you know, there was people standing behind me and I didn't want to, like, you know, knock anyone over. So the guy says to me, he's like, "Yeah, bro, I was wondering if I can get my spot back." Whoa. Your spot back. If my ass occupies a space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Now, if you chose, I understand what he means. What he's saying is he saw somebody sitting on the floor and he made the decision to stand behind them thinking that they were never going to stand up, like they had no legs. If you stand behind somebody who's sitting on the floor, it is a hazard of that spot for you to realize that once that person stands up, your spot is now gone. Because it's not your spot. Your spot is behind the person sitting down on the floor. Because that person was there at 8 o'clock. That person is not wasted. So a couple of years ago, a different kind of Jay, I don't know who I am now. I really don't. I have no earthly idea who the fuck this guy is on this podcast right now. So the guy's like, "Yeah, can I have my spot back?" I'm like, "Dude, what do you mean your spot?" Like, usually a couple of years ago, I would have just let him have I would have said, "Yeah, bro, you can have the spot back." And I just would have walked away. And then you would have read my tweets. And you would have read my review. And I would have been so mad. I would have been mumbling the entire way home. You know, motherfucker, my spot, his spot, what the fuck. But you know what? Fuck this guy. I was like, "What do you mean your spot, bro?" He's like, "You know, I was standing there. And then you stood up." I'm like, "Yeah, I stood up. So what does that mean?" He's like, "Oh, bro, I'm just saying." Like, he was like drunk. So I'm like, "I know you're drunk right now, and you're not." And he's like, "Bro, I don't want to argue. I'm just saying. And I'm like, "Bro, here's the thing. I was sitting there. It's my spot. Whether I stand up, sit down, lay down, stand on my head, stand on one leg, stand on one fucking arm, it doesn't stand on my head. It doesn't matter. It's my spot. I was there. And don't you dare fucking get drunk and try to get smart with me, because I will straighten your ass out really fast, dog." I broke down science to him. He's in front of his girlfriend, and like, nothing could be said. I know you're drunk right now and you don't realize what science means, but I was there first. Like, in between every song, I would turn and we would continue the conversation. Like, not every song. This is like, we're more towards the encore. It's past 11 already. Because I tried to sit as long as I could. I had to pee. You know what sucks? I had to pee right when the fucking show started. That annoys me. Because then in the back of my mind, I'm like, "Oh my God, I have to pee. Then Gene went to pee. I'm like, "Oh my God, he's just reminding me that I have to pee." Doesn't help. And I thought I was going to be able to get my spot back if I went to pee, but this kid, little did I know, it wasn't even my spot. Even though my body occupied the space, according to this douchebag, it wasn't my spot. So you should get a tripod, bro. to get a tripod. What, for my videos? I'm not a fucking cameraman. I am a guy who goes to shows and captures video and writes at ConcertConfessions.com because he likes to spread live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans. That's live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans at ConcertConfessions.com. I'm the kind of guy that likes to do that. You think they're letting me in with a fucking tripod? What kind of world is this? Where they just, first of all, they don't even want you to have your camera in the show, ever. You ever notice that if you ask if you can do something, you usually can't? And I'll get into, like, having rules and regulations in the next half when I'm talking about Jewel, because there was a very interesting situation that went down last night with a security guard that I want to talk about. But, you walk into a venue and all it says is, you know, no video devices. So you think they're letting me bring my tripod in, you fucking drunk douchebag? Get out of my spot. My spot. I was there first. Well, no, how is that? I was there first because I started this ride here at 2:15. You motherfucker. I'm sorry that I don't come to concerts to drink. I come to concerts to take in live music. I don't come to concerts to get fucked up. I'm sorry. I mean, I get fucked up at concerts, but that's not the goal. These people, I can't stand being in a room full of fucking drunk people anymore. Safe to say my edible had worn off at that point. But Ween, yeah, they were kicking out the hard jams. There was no, like, I mean, Gene and Dean, like, they looked like they never broke up. They looked like they were, like, back to being friends again. I mean, maybe they are back to being friends again. It's good times. I enjoyed getting to see Ween, and I can't believe that I actually, like, I can't believe that that actually happened. Do you know how hard it is for me to comprehend what actually took place? Ween. Like, even if you read the review, because here's the thing, Ween's been around 20 years, and I'm doing the same thing with Jewel. Like, I don't need to write what Ween sounded like in the review. Everyone who found that thing watches the videos, looks at the pictures, they know what Ween's about. They just want a basic run. Like, I didn't put, they just want a basic rundown of, like, what happened. I didn't put the fucking, the kid with the spot. I was gonna put it, but I was just falling asleep, and I realized that it was, that I was done. I used to stay up and, like, try to fill paragraphs with words. Now I realize, like, when it's done, it's done. There's nothing else to add. Sometimes when people add things, sometimes you add too much stuff, and that's how mistakes happen. So, like, less is more with me. And I have the content. I have the videos. I have the words. I have the photos. 27 videos I got. I taped roughly 27 songs. My camera died. My camera never dies. Only when, like, if it's three bands. Yeah. My camera didn't die at Orion Music and More Festival, and I saw 12 bands in the same day. All right. So do you remember? Remember the set list I read you that I saw? Okay, so I'm going to go over. I'm going to read the Saturday night set list. Is this the Friday night set list? Yeah, this is the Friday night set list and the Saturday night set list I'm going to read too. Night 2, Ween at Terminal 5 was Transdermal Celebration, Take Me Away, Learning to Love, Big Jilm, Piss Up a Rope, Nan, Mr. Richard Smoker, Stroker Ace, Transitions, Buckingham Green, Voodoo Lady, The Argus, Play It Off Legit. Play It Off Legit was, oh, it had stars next to it, so I thought there was, like, going to be a note for it later on. Play It Off Legit, Puerto Rican Power, Gabriel, Wayne's Pet Youngin, The Going Gets Tough from the Get-Go, Don't, and then they broke out the acoustics for Don't Shit Where You Eat, The Mollusk, Stacy, I Don't Want to Leave You on the Farm, Mutilated Lips, and Don't Sweat It. Busted out the regular, the back to the plugged in stuff for Put That Coke on My Dick, Demon Sweat, Ocean Man, Loop De Loop, How High Can You Fly, Stay Forever, Tick, Papa Zit, Never Squeal, and the encore was Buenos Tardes, Amigo. 33 songs on Friday night. Oh my God. Whoa. You really need to go to all three nights. So that's 64 different songs. They did not play one song twice in the first two nights. Continuing on, let's go to the Saturday night, the 16th. Strap on that jammy pack. She wanted to leave. Push the little daisies. And now I'm freaking out. My own bare hands. Fat Lenny. Dr. Rock. Mister, would you please help my pony? Up on the hill. Spinal meningitis. Did you see me? Zoloft. Israel. Waving my dick in the wind. I gotta put the hammer down. Exactly where I'm at. Back to Basem. I can't put my finger on it. Squelch the Weasel. Don't laugh, I love you. Joppa Road. Sorry, Charlie. Drifter in the dark. She fucks me. Ice Castles. Final Alarm. Fluffy. With an encore of Fiesta and Poop Ship Destroyer. Poop Ship Destroyer. That's another 29 songs. 64, 74, 84. They played 93 different songs without repeating one. That takes talent. I mean, most bands will try to do that. Like, Fish might do that, but Fish is Fish. And Ween is Ween. That's crazy. See, like, each of those... Holy shit, I've been talking about Ween for 20 minutes. Like, each one of those nights... See, that's the thing about Ween. It's... When I say they don't have any hits, like, quote-unquote hits, like, top Billboard charts, but at the same time, I looked at all three of those set lists, and there isn't a night that I said, oh, I really would want to be there on that night. I mean, this... There's good shit on all of this. I kind of wanted to hear Sorry Charlie just because I just got the cat and I named him Charlie. So, you know, when I see him, when I come in sometimes, I'm like, sorry, Charlie. So, yeah, I mean, listen. The world is a better place now that Ween is touring again. Funny thing about Ween, the last two times I saw Ween in the year, at the end of the year, 2010 and 2011, when I was doing the top concerts of that year, I would do a top 10 or a top 4. Both times, Ween checked in at number 2. Because Ween just blew... Ween would have been number 1 both of those times, but there was just other shit that happened that was just out of the ordinary. Like, I might have been Foxy Shazam or something. I don't know. No, it was, was it Mike Watt? I don't know what happened. There was just crazy shit going on. So now that I've seen Ween, it's like, all right, well, Ween's going to be the second best show of the year. I know that already because that's their slot on my countdown. They're always in that slot. So who's going to be first? So I'm going to see some band that's going to blow me away later. I mean, but I don't see anything. I don't know. I don't see anything beating Ween right now. But I'm not all about... I'm not really big on the big top 10 of the year concerts-wise. I enjoyed them all. I don't want to put them in order. Talk about Jewel at the Borgata in Atlantic City when we come back after this.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from the Andy Dare Show. Just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here. It's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the Jay Porks podcast.
And we are back. And then I went to Atlantic City. Yeah, so, okay. Jewel was coming around. And are you kidding? Of course. I still am Jay Porks. I still enjoy things that were invented in the 90s, after all. So I decided, Music Box the Brigada, me and Amanda are gonna go see Jewel. Now, I was fucking hyped for this shit. Because, you know, I've been playing the Jewel Pandora station at work. Everyone's like, oh my god, I love this station. I know, Jewel is awesome. So, show was set to start at 8:45, doors open at 8 o'clock. So, I'm in Atlantic City, and I booked a room in Absecon. This thing is miles away from actually Atlantic City. And it was weird because I read Fear and Loathing earlier this week, and then I was walking around stones in a hotel room looking out, peering out the window, like, and I was like, this is weird, like, you know, in a way. My Hunter S. I need a big typewriter to walk around with, you know, and one of those fucking tape recorders. So, yeah, made it to the Brigada. The Brigada is just so majestic. Last time I was at the Music Box, it had to be for Stone Temple Pilots and Meat Puppets at the Brigada. Excuse that dead air for a second. That's the that's what happens when you record a podcast in a house full of crazy people. They're always arguing, and you're trying to listen to see if someone's going to get stabbed, and do you have to go down and break up that argument. It's funny, like, because I mentioned, you know, real job, fake job, fantasy job. I've slept like 3 hours this week. And I come back from Atlantic City in my only window. This is the literal only window I have to record the podcast. I didn't do it last week. I lucked out because Andy had me on his podcast. So you got to hear Jay Porks throughout the interwebs, you know, later on in the week. You know, I have to do it on Sunday. Last week I was working Sunday because for some reason, even though I've given up Wednesday and Sunday 5 times at Primo Pizza, for some reason they still require me to work those days. I've given it up 5 times. I don't need to make $3 an hour. It's not that important to me. So after all this, like, you'd think like I would come get some refuge. You would think my house would be the one safe haven where I can play with my cat, smoke some weed, and just chill out. I'm not around kids. I'm not around kids in school like that I work with. I'm not around, you know, customers getting pasta. I'm not fucking around my asshole boss or, you know, or any of those idiots that work there. I'm not around the chef who calls me a pussy. For fucking going to the, when he didn't cook me some, when he didn't toast me some bread, he told me to tell the front. That when I told the front, he's like, why are you a pussy? You told me to go to the front. What do you mean? Wants to fight me? Really? On Friday, this dude wanted to fight me. Literal fight over toasting bread. Dude, put the bread in the fucking oven. It's not for me. If it's for me, I can understand you saying go fuck yourself. My customers got nothing to do with the reason you hate me. So don't make my life fucking miserable. And then the managers all take the chef's side. It's all right. It's cool. Because I don't need that fucking job. Because I have a real, real, real job. I don't need this phony baloney crap. So, yeah. So, I'm just here. And they have to argue with each other. It doesn't make sense to me. So, rocking out to Jewel all week. At work. Not all week, all like since I bought the tickets, since I got the tickets. Like January, maybe early February. So I couldn't wait. I'm gonna record those fucking songs. You know, the hits that she has, I'm gonna record them. And I'm gonna have them forever, like I always do. And last time I was at the Music Box at the Brigada was for Stone Temple Pilots and the Meat Puppets. That was my first time in Atlantic City. What I did was I just got a room that was close by to the Brigada. It was like at the Golden Nugget or something. And I spent a lot of money doing that. And because it was like a week before and I had booked the trip. This, I got the room in Absecon and it was cheap, but it was far. So we're not hanging out in Atlantic City before the show. So we walk into the Borgata. It's majestic, whatever. So I'm telling her, you know, this. Let me see the seats. Because. Let me see the seats because last time I was here, there was a standing room general admission section. So when I was there for Stone Temple Pilots and Meat Puppets, there was a general admission standing room section in front of the seats. And I remember making the comment to my friend Chach. I said, yo, Borgata. I mean, I know it's the Borgata, but it kind of feels like a high school auditorium. You know, because the general admission, the people who wanted to be up in the front rushed up to the front. And the people that were sitting. So the middle of the floor was just open space of nothing. And I could see where that would be distracting for an artist, you know? Like, you see an open space between the seats and the people standing. So what they did is they have seats on the floor now. They've got, this is an entirely seated venue. So going in, she hands me the ticket, Amanda hands me the tickets, and then I realize that we upgraded. We're in row D. D. Like A, B, C, D. The fourth fucking row, dog. Are you kidding? For fucking Jewel, we're row 4? Did you see my pictures? Are you kidding me? Row 4. And then we're greeted by the opening band. JD and the Straight Shot. Now, I know not everybody is a fan of New York sports, but I'm just going to refresh your memory. JD stands for James Dolan. James Dolan is the guy who owns the New York Knicks, the New York Rangers, and Madison Square Garden. He is a complete and utter douchebag. He is not a nice person. He's not a good owner of a franchise, and he's totally inept at everything in life. And now, because, you know, he's a rich guy, he decided that he's going to have a band. This guy has no... My God. This guy has no musical fucking relevance whatsoever. Like, dude, if you have money and you want to book some cool bands to come play at Madison Square Garden, that's cool. But, like, you actually inserted yourself into a band? Not only that, you inserted yourself opening for Jewel? He's probably paying for Jewel's fucking travel expenses for this trip, for the whole tour. He's probably not getting paid, and he probably doesn't care because he gets to force himself on people. I'm not saying his band was playing bad music. They just played pretentious fake bluegrass crap. And he was, like, telling these little jokes. Yeah, I wrote this song about this. Yeah, nobody knows, nobody cares. Well, correction, too many people care. I'm looking around, there's all these like 70, 80 year old people taking in Jimmy and the Straight, JD and the Straight Shot. What do you mean? These getting, they're clapping for this guy. It has to be that some of those seats have had to have been comped, you know, and those are people that just want to sit down for a couple hours. Because there's no way that any of those people know who Jewel is, let alone are going to see the owner of the Knicks be in a band for fun. This song called the fucking... Oh, what is the fucking... What is that called? I don't know. Anyway. You know when, like, the circus comes to town? And, like, the circus guy has to... He spends, the, like, all week convincing people to go to the circus. Like, he's, like, the ultimate, like, salesman. Anyway. So then he puts on a fucking a top hat and a scarf. And he starts walking around, like, you know, being stupid. So during, like, a solo breakdown part of the song, he takes off his fucking top hat and he pulls a stuffed rabbit out of it. It was funny, but, like, you know when you have somebody who you hate and they do something funny and you're like, you're such a fucking ass. It's like if you ever go see Sugar Ray and you look Mark McGrath, like, you hate that guy, but, I mean, the whole set is kind of entertaining and you're just like, damn, I hate that I'm entertained. Like, I hate that I laughed at the rabbit getting pulled out of the hat and that stupid face he made. Oh, boy. Jimmy Dolan. At least the Rangers won before he came out. So he goes on 8:45. Jewel is set to go on at 9:45. So before she comes out, there's, a voice, like, Jewel's voice plays over the PA, over, like, the loudspeaker, and it's either, like, pieces of her memoir, or it's just little poems she recorded to put into the to insert into portions of her concert. So it was really cool. Like, it was cool. It was like gave things a feel. Like, she was talking about how she's 40, and like the little message of how she's 40, she's divorced, you know, and all that stuff, and she's a woman, yada yada yada, all stuff that I'm down with. Women power, let's go. Then she did her rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I taped Little Sister because it was just awesome. Now, there's a security guard staring right at me. This guy has his goatee in a ponytail, okay? He's older. He's hardcore. Looks like Henry Rollins' dad. You know, except, like, not, like, bald. But, you know, what Henry Rollins' dad would look like if Henry Rollins wasn't only a person who's like that because he's rebelling against his parents. And then they played the message like, please be reminded that no cell phones, cameras, or video devices can be used during this concert. I'm like, well, that's great. Then I taped on the stealth. I had a little sister. It's funny, this whole place was getting packed out. Besides that, there were two seats open, which allowed me to have a clear space to record fucking video of Jewel. The two seats in the row in front of me, two seats to the left, like where I needed the angle to be to have open space. If there were two heads there, I'd be fucked. I'd be totally fucked. But this, I was able to keep. I had the camera like at chest level. So the people behind me aren't even, like, not enjoying this, you know? And I'm getting it. After Little Sister, I waited because I was like, okay. I am going to save my video. Because if I get caught, I want to at least have something good. So, when, standing still. I recognized that. I didn't know it was standing still. I just recognized the chords. And I hit record. And the place went really. The place kind of went nuts. Which is weird. And then I'm realizing, like, Standing Still is a Jewel song that I hear. Wait. Now I want to check the set list because it's bothering me. Yeah, so Standing Still is a song that I hear in the restaurant. Like, you know, in a supermarket, on a station that I hate the rest of the songs on. You know what I'm saying? I've never heard it as, like, I've never gone out of my way to listen to it. Like, on purpose, on its own, without being in the background of something. It was really good. It was a really good song. And the room was, like, everyone got it was chirping when that song happened. Like, everybody got excited. And then I realized all these people are fucking old, and this is, like, that easy listening shit that they like. And I'm not saying it's a bad song. It's a great song. I'm just, you know, it's not exactly Foolish Games. You Were Meant For Me was preempted with a little talk. What she does is, she was telling little stories about, like, how she came about writing the songs, or what the song reminds her, like, why she wrote it, or why she does this. Like, you know, I mean, it was a good, like, 5 to 10 minutes for most of these tracks, which is awesome because we're in a little intimate venue. We're in a little intimate fucking night. It's nice and quiet in here. And you know what? We're going to find out about those songs. Like, when I saw Chris Cornell doing the same type of show, the solo acoustic thing, like, even when he was trying to tell, he did it in such a big room, even when he tried to tell stories about the songs, you couldn't really understand him all the way up top because he was talking. You know, you don't understand until he's fucking singing. But maybe it's because I'm row 4. Maybe it's because this is a casino and they have great sound. Maybe this is because Jewel just, you know, she's used to reading poetry in coffee shops, so she knows how to work a microphone. I don't know. But I was able to hear about, like, how these songs are written. Like, she was telling the story about her and Steve Pultz, because they wrote You Were Meant For Me together, and they were deciding who was going to record it. But they ended up on a drug bust. And I have the whole thing is on video. I've got, and that's another thing. She would play a chord. She played a chord from You Were Meant For Me. She was about to start it. And then she's like, yeah, you got to look up the story on YouTube about this. And then she's like, this time, me and this, and we were like this, and blah, blah, blah. She ended up on some fucking drug bust, and they had some drug dealers carrying the weed back to fucking, back to base. You know, what? It was fucking funny. So, like, but since she played the opening chords, I was already hitting record. So since I'm record, I recorded the entirety of the story and the song. So in the two, I've got, like, You Were Meant For Me is an 11-minute video. Who Will Save Your Soul is an 8-minute video. Because I've got the little stories. And that just adds to the evening. Foolish games. Oh, man. You know how hard it is not to sing when you, like, really want to sing? You know? So, yeah, it was awesome. And another thing Jewel said. She was like, yeah, she was telling her. She's like, yeah, I'm tired. She's like, I'm old. I'm a mom now. She's like, I go to bed at 10 o'clock. She's like, when I saw Showtime 9:45, I was like, damn. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Like, I'm thinking in my head, like, yeah, damn right, it's fucking late. So as I'm recording video, I am scared to death of the security guard. This security guard, there was not one single solitary fuck that he gave about me recording video. He didn't look at me. He might have looked at me. I wasn't looking at him. He didn't say anything. He didn't make a face. Nothing. Did not care. Just taking a look at the crowd. And he was literally 5 feet from me. So the anxiety from fucking being worried about what's going to happen subsided when I was halfway through Foolish Games and I realized, holy shit, I'm halfway through Foolish Games and he's not saying anything. He's letting me rock. This is amazing. You know, not that I was allowed to take video, of course not, but you know what? We have it forever. Speaking of having it forever, You Were Meant For Me will be on YouTube in 1 minute. 1 minute. It is now processing. Boy, that excites me. So yeah, I didn't do the, I usually would go back to the hotel room and do the review. But I just figured I'd go back. I set the videos to upload. And as you can see that they didn't upload because I'm home and I'm still uploading them. So being old and being in having a real job and waking up early and shit. So I had to, I just said, fuck it, I'm going to sleep. Like, I'll get up in the morning and do this. I'm off all day Sunday. I'll do the podcast. Then I'll go finish up this, which is what I'm going to do. Which is what I'm going to do right after I hit stop on this. I actually might, I'm not sure if I want to record a headlines portion later. I think that's what I'll do. There's not many headlines going on. So, Jewel in Atlantic City. I mean, listen. Almost midnight when she went off, and then I won $35 on a penny slot machine. It was a 2 cent slot machine, but still, that was good. Cause Amanda, I was like, I only had a $50 bill, so I'm like, Amanda, lend me a dollar, and I'll give it back to you. So she gave me a $5. So then I won $35. So then I gave her the $5 back. And I won $30. Then we went to fucking Denny's. Do you know how awesome it is to go to Denny's at like midnight? Oh my god. I so gotta get used to the new life of having breakfast at midnight. That was amazing. And that's exactly what I needed. Eggs. Pancakes. I was gonna buy a shirt that said, I got my eggs, I got my pancakes too. They were selling it outside the Borgata at the merch section, but unfortunately, it was a girl's shirt. Not like, I mean, if it was a regular shirt that was just, you know, it said a W on it, I would see how it fits anyway, I don't care. But it had, like, the neck was, like, open, and I was like, damn. Because I thought it was, I was about to buy it. processing done. Jewel is up. Yeah, but Amanda got it, so at least one of us got it. And the tour shirt, like with the tour dates on, it kind of looked like you know when you leave a show and they're selling bootleg shirts outside. And yeah, it looks like the same shirt, but it's like it looks airbrushed and booty. That's what the shirt that the regular Jewel tour dates shirt looked like. I couldn't do it. $35. Chill. And then we went to Denny's. So yeah, so after seeing Jewel, I got to sit at a table, and when the waitress brought my stuff, I got to say, I got my eggs, I got my pancakes too, I got my maple syrup, everything but you. Yes. Yes to the queen. Yes to the queen. All right. I guess we'll come back. You know, you guys want me to stick around? Ah, fuck it. I'll stick around. I'm not doing anything, right? Get some headlines when we come back after this.
Yo, what goes on, people? Jay Porks here. Just reminding you to keep it locked to the Deer Network throughout 2015, where you can get the Tyler Kale Show, the smooth, sultry tones of the Jay Porks Experience, or the Andy Deer Show. Keep it locked to andydeer.com. 2015, big things coming.
And we are back. Okay. Headlines every week, whether they're few and far between or flooding the newsreel at the end of the week, they are always powered by AntiQuiet. AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality. They're trying to put together a concert that involves Dylan, The Stones, Paul McCartney, Neil Young, The Who, and Roger Waters. And I will read it as from Jambase. By the way, Jambase, shoutouts to Jambase, used my video of Roses Are Free from the Ween concert and, brace yourself, properly credited me for taking said video. Jambase, you have class. Thank you. So now I will. Now, when I have news articles to read, you see, there is some bias. Like, if I'm reading the article to you, if I'm reading pieces of it, I will usually, if it's on a website that I don't like, I'll go find it somewhere else, just not to click them, just not to give them any pub, because they don't need my pub. They have trust fund babies who run their fucking shit. They don't need you to click on their pop-up ads either, because they're trust fund babies. And when you grow up rich, and just because, you know, you use your money to start a music website and you pretend that you're not rich, you are. Sorry. Sorry. You're a pretentious little prick, and you will always be, and you will never be good at what you do. You only have friends. You're only where you are because you're a trust fund baby. And never, ever forget that to the anonymous person I'm talking to. You all know who the trust fund baby is. I don't need to tell you. You all know. You all see the clickbait. You all see what it is. Anyway, reports have surfaced that a multi-day concert event featuring legendary musicians Bob Dylan, Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Neil Young, The Who, and Roger Waters is close to being confirmed. The historical music festival will take place at Empire Polo Field in Indian, California, the site of Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival and Fish's Festival 8. According to LA Times, which is a complete bullshit paper, Golden Voice is behind a three-day event planned for October 7th to 9th. The six Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have never shared the same bill together, and it will also mark the first time Dylan and McCartney would be in the same lineup. The Rolling Stones and Dylan are said to be scheduled for October 7th, while McCartney and Neil Young, plus Promise of the Real, Neil Young and Promise of the Real, are slated for October 8th, and Waters and The Who will close out on October 9th. It's so special in so many ways because you won't get a chance to see a bill like this perhaps ever again, Elliot Roberts, Neil Young's manager, told the Times. It's a show I look forward to more than any show in a long time. Yeah, you look forward to that paycheck, and do you know what the paycheck would be on that show? How much is that ticket going to cost me? How much does Coachella cost? Coachella's like $300, right, to get in? It's like $100 a day? Something like that? This is at Coachella. Only there's no filler artists. It's only legends. That's going to cost me, what, 10 grand? It's got to be $10,000. There's no way that that a three-day pass to the show is going to be less than $10,000. I just don't see how it could be. And, like, you're going to have to fucking buses bringing these geriatric patients back to the fucking... Are you kidding? I don't know. But speaking of Coachella... Did you see who was at Coachella last night? Did you see? It was Bernie fucking Sanders, man. Bernie Sanders introduced Run the Jewels at Coachella. What in the actual fuck is going on with life? He called him an inspiration and a friend. How is this guy not the president? Well, because it's not, He's not the president because they didn't vote on the president yet. How crazy is that? Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders. Yeah, unless they have holograms, I can't really go. And now, I love how Facebook wants me to boost the post. On Concert Confessions, the fucking, the Ween post, it reached 203 people. Facebook tries to, like, find ways to make, they want me to pay, even though I made a page, they want me to pay for more people to see it. Fuck you guys. Not doing that. And where is... Run through Rolling Stone really fast. Also, I mean, I hate to say this news. You can go back about a month and I was laughing about how Axl Rose fronting AC/DC and how that could never happen in a million years and that would never, ever ever happen in real life. And that's actually happening in real life. AC/DC even released a statement thanking Brian Johnson for his service. Like, what do you mean? You say it like he was a fill-in. I mean, I know he was the original fill-in singer, but I mean, for real? Thank you for your service. He's been in the band for 35 years. What the fuck, man? You replace him with this douchebag? I don't understand it. What, are they friends with each other? That's crazy. So all those news reports were right a couple of weeks ago. Axl Rose is going to front AC/DC for the remainder of their tour. And he's also on the Guns N' Roses Not In This Lifetime tour. Anyone see Saturday Night Live last night? Speaking of Bernie, you had Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Larry David on fucking Saturday Night Live. See, here's the thing. Like, if you elect Bernie Sanders as president, that means that Larry David's got to be on Saturday Night Live every week. And you know that's comedy gold if that was to happen. So, fuck policies and shit. You know? Why don't you talk about, like, who's gonna, like, if this person's president, who plays him on Saturday Night Live? Because this is something that's gonna be prominent in the next 4 years. Speaking of asshole Axl Rose and asshole AC/DC, hours after Guns N' Roses' much-anticipated Coachella reunion set was nearly overshadowed by the announcement that Guns N' Roses would be that Axl Rose would be joining AC/DC as their replacement singer, guitarist Agnes Young joined GNR on stage Saturday at the fest to give a sampling of what AC/DC with Rose will sound like. Since I can't run around for you, We're going to bring out a friend, put a little life into things for us. Rose, who's still confined to Dave Grohl's throne due to a fractured foot, told the audience before welcoming Young to the stage. With the AC/DC legend alongside classic era GNR members Slash and Duff McKagan, the group performed Whole Lotta Rosie, Riff Raff, a pair of early AC/DC cuts that were once live staples of GNR. Young and AC/DC were previously headlined the 2015 Coachella Festival before launching their Rock or Bust tour, which was abruptly postponed in March after longtime singer Brian Johnson revealed that doctors recommended he quit touring on risk total hearing loss. With 20 dates, 10 in Europe, 10 in the U.S., remaining on the band's track, the rest of the group pledged to fulfill their obligations with a replacement singer, fueling rumors of Rose's participation. AC/DC band members would like to thank Brian Johnson for his contributions and dedication to the band throughout the years. We wish him the best with his hearing issues and future ventures, the band said in a statement just hours before Guns N' Roses took the Coachella stage. As much as we want this tour to end as it started, we understand, respect, and support Brian's decision to stop touring and save his hearing. We are dedicated to fulfilling the remainder of our touring commitments to everyone that has supported us over the years, and we are fortunate that Axl Rose has kindly offered his support to help us fulfill this commitment. I don't think Axl Rose does anything kindly. You know? We'd like to thank Brian Johnson for all his contribution and dedication to the band throughout the years. He was a member as long as you have been. What do you mean? This isn't like, you know... Oh, I don't even know. Under the current plan, after next week's Coachella performance and a pair of GNR gigs in Mexico City, Rose will then join AC/DC in Europe for 10 performances, before reuniting with Guns N' Roses to kick off the Not In This Lifetime tour. The 10 remaining postponed U.S. concerts on the AC/DC's trek will be rescheduled after GNR's tour concludes. And there's tons of fan-filmed footage... of Guns N' Roses at Coachella last night. Well, not last night, but Saturday night. There's Saturday, there's Sunday, there's Friday as well. All those dates are available. Damn. All right, what else is going on here? What else we got? You know what I just realized? Ween didn't play Let's Dance. Ween played 93 songs and they didn't play Let's Dance. Maybe they were just doing all... You know what? They probably just wanted to play all originals. That has to be the only reason. They always play that song. They don't not play that song. Now that Bowie died, I mean, I thought they'd really be fucking... Oh, and that piece on Coachella and Guns N' Roses was on Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone, website that I have no beef with. And another quick headline really fast. What was I going to say? There's something else going on. There is... a band called Gone Is Gone, and they are upon us. It's members of Queens of the Stone Age, Mastodon, and At the Drive-In. They have a new band. It's called Gone Is Gone, as I said. And you can listen to a taste of their song, Vile Ascent, and you can feel your capillaries engorge. Also, we've got a premiere on Annie Quiet from Almost Famous Friends. They revealed their new video for All I Can Do. And you could stream Smoke Session's new EP, Our Burrows. And that is all up at AnnieQuiet.com. AnnieQuiet.com is your source for quality. There is nothing else going on besides that. I mean, there's no other website that matters besides AnnieQuiet. All right. Peeps. Now, if anyone knows me, you know that I want to, can, and desire to talk forever and to just fill my fucking podcast with all of my stuff. But I need to go to sleep, because I don't get any of that anymore, and it sucks for me. But before I get up on out of here, I'm going to give you a short list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is always ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you'll find all your live music, news, and reviews. For the fans, by the fans, I am back on the scroll. Ween, Terminal 5, Jewel, Music Box, The Brigada. More is coming. I got The Darkness first week of May. I'm trying to do some other things in May, too. I'm also trying to look at that Rock Hall 3 for All with Cheap Trick, Joan Jett, and Hart, but I'm looking at that for September. Stuff's happening. Listen, I got a real job now. I'm just waiting on those checks. Just waiting on my checks to come in and start spending that money. Also, go to andydurer.com. That's headquarters. That's where you get all your Dare Network podcasting needs, whether that's Jesse Unplugged, whether that's the Tyler Kale Show, whether that's Smooth Operators with Tyler and Andy. Is it Smooth Operators? No, it's Spin. No, it's Smooth Operators. It's not Spin Class. Is it Spin Class? All right. Whatever it is, whatever show that they're going to have together again, you could find it at andydurer.com. Damn, I'm killing it now today. And ChristinaRocks.com, Hang the DJ, 89xradio.com every Sunday morning, Throwback Alternative, kicking out the hard jams. And you also go to Christina Rocks, Hang the DJ. ChristinaRocks.com is her blog, and you will find all sorts of music stuff that she cares about and hopefully you care about. Also, every week, the headlines be powered by Antiquiet. They always be powered by Antiquiet. They will continue to be powered by Antiquiet. Until next week, folks. Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the J Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.